Short Lecture, Skill 1, TV and Election. Listen to part of a lecture in a politics class, then answer the questions.
It is unthinkable to imagine a presidential election without the presence of television coverage. The short sound bites on the 6 o'clock news, the camera interviews and candidate debates all contribute to the success or failure of presidential campaigns. For CNN, the big three networks, and the cable networks such as Fox, elections can be a ratings bonanza as they attempt to report the politics behind the scenes leading up to the big day. Believe it or not, television once played less of a role in electing the next president than it does today. That was before the Kennedy-Nixon debates. The Kennedy-Nixon debates stand out in the nation's political history, not only because they propelled an unlikely candidate to victory, but also because they ushered in an era in which television dominated the electoral process. At the time of this televised debate, John F. Kennedy was trailing in the presidential race. Many communication experts cite this debate as a first in the power of the visual message, suggesting that Kennedy's election victory hinged on his telegenic good looks and his overall strong debating skills. Kennedy looked like a winner. He looked at the camera when answering the questions, and not at the journalists who asked them, as Nixon did. Kennedy appeared cool and calm, while Nixon perspired under the hot TV lights. With the newness of the television debate, American viewers watched in droves. The event captured some 77 million Americans, over 60% of the adult population. The power of the televised debate was further strengthened when the polls showed that most people who listened to it on the radio felt Nixon had won, while most who watched it on television declared Kennedy the victor.
Number 1. Why are the Kennedy-Nixon debates so important in American history? Number 2. Which of the following is not true?